Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're doing the chapter on the virtues of ilm, virtues of true knowledge. So today we do two ahadith that have a similar meaning, but they explain the great virtue of ilm, of true knowledge. An Abi Umamah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, fadlul alimi ala al-abidi ka fadli ala adnakum. Thumma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إن الله وملائكته وأهل السماوات والأرض حتى النملة في جحرها وحتى الحوت ليصلون على معلم الناس الخير رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. هذا أبو أمامة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said the superiority of a scholar over a worshipper. A scholar, a person of ilm, person who learns ilm and he teaches ilm. So his superiority over an ordinary worshipper, over a worshipper, is like my superiority over the lowest amongst you. Whose superiority? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's superiority over the lowest amongst you. This was a example that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a parable that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. It's like how my superiority over the lowest of you is. That is the example of a scholar, in other words, a person of ilm, an alim, over an ordinary worshipper, a person that's just worshipping. We'll explain just now a little bit more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Allah ta'ala, his angels, the inhabitants of the heaven and the earth, even an ant in its hole, even an ant in that ant hole, and the fish, send special mercies upon the person who teaches people good. So much of benefit, so much of reward there is for a person that learns ilm, and then he teaches whatever he learns. He is now teaching that Allah Ta'ala has made it such that the angels, the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth, an ant in its hole, and the fish send special mercies upon the person who teaches people good. We'll do one more hadith and give a little bit more explanation. An Abi Darda radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Man salaka tariqan yabtaghi fihi ilman, sahalallahu lahu tariqan ila al-jannah, wa inna al-malaikata لتضع أجنحتها لطالب العلم رضا بما يصنع وإن العالم ليستغفر له من في السماوات ومن في الأرض حتى الحيتان في الماء وفضل العالم على العابد كفضل القمر على سائر الكواكب وإن العلماء ورثة الأنبياء وإن الأنبياء لا يورثوا دينارا ولا درهما وإنما ورثوا العلم فمن أخذه أخذ بحظ وافر رواه أبو داود والترمذي. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah will make the path to Jannah, paradise, easy for the one who treads a path in search of knowledge. Person is treading a path, searching knowledge, true ilm. Allah Ta'ala will make his path to Jannah easy for him. The angels lower their wings for the seeker of knowledge out of pleasure for what he is doing. We'll explain a little bit more of this. The angels lower their wings for the seeker of knowledge out of pleasure for what he is doing. All the creatures of the heavens and the earth seek forgiveness for the alim, for the scholar of deen. Even the fish in the water, the superiority, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to explain, the superiority of a scholar, an alim, over a worshipper, a person who just makes ibadat. He doesn't teach and he doesn't benefit people as far as his ilm is concerned. He just makes his ibadat. So one is the comparison of an alim over a Abid, very similar to the previous hadith, this comparison was made. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the superiority of a alim over a worshipper is like the superiority of the full moon over all the stars. Ulama are the inheritors. Rasulullah sallallahu explained that ulama are the inheritors of the messengers. The messengers did not bequeath dinars nor dirhams. They bequeathed only knowledge. So whoever takes it has taken an ample share, has taken a very huge share. So this couple of things, few things that we are supposed to explain. One is that Allah Ta'ala has made it such that the ants in the ant hole, Allah Ta'ala has made it that the fish, they're all making special du'as of mercy for a person that is teaching good. And why? It's because a person that does good, you'll find that he is now benefiting people. He's empowering people as far as ilm is concerned, knowledge is concerned. So he is doing much, much more than a person that is just worshipping. A person that is worshipping, he is benefiting only himself. A person that is teaching and a person that is showing people the right path, He's helping and empowering so many people, so therefore the reward is much, much greater. Something else to understand in this hadith, the second hadith that we did, that the angels lower their wings for the seeker of knowledge. Ulama explain what this is mean, is that the literal meaning is intended. First explanation, that literally the angels lower their wings in his honor, similar to a red carpet being laid out for a prominent personality. A prominent personality goes to a place and now a red carpet is laid out. So like that, Allah Ta'ala is giving this person even better than a red carpet. The malaika are laying, or malaika are spreading their wings for this person to walk, tread. This is one explanation. The next explanation is the angels interrupt their flight in order to participate in the gatherings of knowledge. The gatherings of ilm are so great that the angels flying around, moving around, they interrupt their flight also to come and sit in the gatherings. This is the second explanation. Third explanation is the angels humble themselves before the students of knowledge. They humble themselves to such an extent that this expression is used, that they spread their wings under their feet. Such a level of humility that they express and show for people of ilm and knowledge. The angels salute those noble guests of Allah Ta'ala just as royal guests are saluted. So this is the fourth explanation that is given. So another question that may be asked is, in this hadith, it's a little bit different. The first hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained that the virtue of a alim over a worshipper and abid is like my superiority over the lowest of you. Here the hadith is saying that Rasulullah SAW is explaining that the superiority of an alim over a abid, a worshipper, is like the superiority of the moon over all the stars. So what does this mean? Why is the moon as shown as an example here over the stars? Ulama explained that the moon is such that when the light of the moon comes out, it's illuminated, everyone in the universe benefits. Everyone, every country you go, the full moon is out, everyone is able to benefit and everyone is taking so much of benefit. Therefore, people see much, much more benefit in the moon than just the stars. So here the benefit of an alim is people can benefit, people can learn from him, people are able to tread the path of guidance, like how that moon gives light and allows people to tread the path correctly, to walk and move, etc. in the dark. So like that, because of the ilm of the alim and because of the knowledge and the benefit that he gives, so people are now able to tread the path of hidayat correctly. Here the last part of the hadith explains that the ulama, that they are the inheritors of the anbiya alayhi salam, since they inherit that prophetic, they inherit the prophetic knowledge. The inheritance is inviting to Allah Ta'ala with wisdom and good counsel, patience and tolerance in the face of difficulties, proclaiming the truth and guiding mankind to righteousness. This is the true ilm of the Anbiya alayhi salam. So therefore a person who is an alim also, this should be his desire, that how I can inherit not the money, the gold and the silver of this world, but how I can inherit the ilm and the knowledge of the Anbiya alayhi salam. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.